Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated in loving memory of Mr. Chaim Muscat by his daughter, Mrs. Barbara Monash.
We're learning Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Samach. We're going to start from the sugya of Netesim and Beis, Hahu Chavita, on the bottom of Netesim and Beis. Hahu Chavita de Chamer de Shtakel Lebarza. There was a barrel of wine that the faucet, the spigot of the barrel that was holding the wine, was taken away. Also, a guy came. Idri jumped. He put his hand to hold back the wine. Omra Papa called Lahadi Barza Chamra. Also, everything that's right by the faucet, right by the spigot, that's what's going to be aser. And the rest of the barrel is mutter. Vigadarmi Omra Papa Ana Barza Chamra aser. Until the faucet, the wine is aser. In other words, whatever is above the faucet, because all that wine the guy held back, so it's considered like he touched that wine. So all that wine is aser. But the wine below the faucet, where it wasn't, that's not considered touched by him. Rav Yemer says it's a machlokes tanoim, because the question is the guy considered to have touched the wine of the barrel? So it says, l'gabei tuma, that a chavis shenikva, if a chavis has a hole in it, beim yipia, beim yishle, beim yitzideo, if the hole is either on the top of the barrel, or on the bottom of the barrel, or on the side of the barrel, v'nogabei tful yayim, tmeya, and the tful yayim touches it, so that's considered touching all the wine in the barrel. It's one wine, and the mela, all the wine becomes tummy. If it's on the top or the bottom of the barrel, it's tummy. Mitzideo, tori mikan, mikan. If you touch it on the side, that's not considered touching the wine of the barrel. That's only considered touching the place he touched, and the rest is tahar. Because the wine that becomes tummy from a tful yayim is not metame other wine. So I'm gan the sugya. Rav Papa is tulish shyness if the nigi is considered nigi on the wine just behind the barza, right by the faucet, or it's a nigiya and asses the wine that's above it. And then Rav Yehuda said it's a mechleikus tanam, according to Tanakama would ask the whole thing. And according to Rav Yehuda, it asks only the wine that he touches. And like the Rishayim say, l'gabi yayin nesech, even according to Rav Yehuda, there'd be more machmet to ask all the wine on top, according to the Lishna Basher of Rav Papa. So first, there's a machlokes Rishayim, what is the Isser in this Gemara? What's the Isser? Is it an Isser Hana or an Isser Shtiyah? Rashi says it's only an Isser Shtiyah. The only thing that's Isser is to drink. It's not Isser Bana. And Rashi says the reason why it's not Isser Bana is, he says, Shor Inkan Shukshuch. Shanekev Tsar Veiniyachol L'Shachsheich. The hole is a narrow hole, so therefore there's no Shukshuch. That's Rashi's Shita that we said before. Rashi Lagabi, the guy grabbing the Esrig, that a negia without a shikshuch does not ask the bana. That means in the Rambam sheet is also that way, that a negia without a shikshuch does not ask the bana. And l'chura, aybazai, the Rambam should also hold it's only asr b'shtia. And that's how the Ran understands the Rambam, that when it says it's asr, it means asr b'shtia. The Kesav Mishnah argues, he says the Rambam himself says that whenever he says the word asr, it means asr b'hana. But al-kopanim, that would stim, the way the Ran learns the Rambam would stim with the Rambam sheet that they need shikshuch to asr b'hana. But the Rishayim Avonin, if we're dealing with an Issa Shtia, so Kumtais is saying that when it says it's Mutter, when you're going to say that only the wine Bahadeh Barza is Asu and the rest of the wine is Mutter, or you're going to say that only the wine on top of the bar of the faucet is Asu because that's the wine he's holding back, but the rest of the wine on the bottom is Mutter, so you're going to tell me it's Mutter B'Shtia. So the Rishayim asks two questions. The Rajman Tayyar Sabayas asks that there's a din that Nitzuk is a Chibur. Nitzuk is a Chibur, the Ravid also asks his Kasha. Nitzuk is a Chibur, when you have wine that's attached through Nitzuk to Yayin Esach, that all becomes Yayin Esach, all becomes Aser. Al-Kabanim Vishtiyah. So how could we say that half of the barrel is Aser Vishtiyah and the other half is Mutter? Why isn't Nitzuk a Chibur? And he says, even if you hold, like the Rishitas and Nitzuk's not a Chibur, it's a Machlokes later on the Sugya and Dafayim Beis, but when that's only the Shal is if Nitzuk is called the Chibur, Nitzuk's called attached, but that's the Chorim of Ur, that if it is attached, it's Aser. And here it's Mamish in the same barrel, it's one barrel of wine. How could you say that part of it is Aser B'Shtia and the other part is Mutter? Why wouldn't it Aser B'Shtia on Nitzuk? And even if Nitzuk's not a Chibur, because it's Mechubur Mamish yet. That's one Kasha. So that Kasha, the Kasha Mishnah says that since the din that the top part of the barrel, the part that's above the barza, is also is banished to chumrah, because really there's no negiyah there. It's only called a negiyah because it's being held into the barrel because of his hand that's holding the hole. But that's just the chumrah. So the male, they only were machmer and the wine itself, they weren't machmer to ask for the rest, benitzuk. But l'chayin is another kasha, which the Rosh pretty much says, that how can you b'chlal say that part of the barrel is mutter b'shtia, the other part is asa b'shtia, when you have two liquids, one's asa, one's mutter in the same barrel, of course they mix, we say yesh bila. So how is it shayich that one part's mutter b'shtia, one part's asa b'shtia? So Nizu Shainim Skasha Rashi, Lamaisa Rabbeinu Chananel also says klar that the Issa here is an Issa Shtia. But the other Rishainim, Taisus and the Ravid and the Rashbam and the Rosh and the Ran, they all hold that the Issa the Sig is talking about is an Issa Rano. So Lachari, those Rishainim hold, you don't need Shechshech, or whenever you touch it that is considered Shechshech, then in a whole like Rashi's Kiddush, we had this before by the Sig of the Esrei, that Rashi holds that just touching it without doing a shikshuk, without doing agitation, doesn't asibah, no, only asibah b'shtia, but other Rishayim hold, no, just touching it would be called an issa, would asibah, no, either you don't need shikshuk or that gufa is called a shikshuk. But the Rishayim are bothered with another kasha. How could you asibah, no, we have before the sugi of Mother Day B'yad, that when you're doing, you're touching the wine for measuring purposes, it doesn't asibah, no. So why isn't the guy that's touching the wine in order that the wine shouldn't spill out of the barrel, why isn't it just the same thing like Mother Day B'yad? He has a specific reason why he wants to touch the wine. He's doing it to help the wine, to save the wine. Why isn't that the same din of Mother Day B'yad that doesn't ask the Bano? So the emphasis is, like we said in a number of shurim, the Rif and the Rambam don't pass the Mother Day B'yad. And we said, they paskin, that no matter, for whatever reason you touch it, as long as you deliberately touch it, it does ask the banot. And the Mishnah here, Nafsamach HaMadeiz, that says a Mother Day Bekona is dafka when you measure with a stick. When you didn't touch it directly with your hand, then the din is that since you're doing it for the purpose of Medida and you're not directly touching it, that's not called Nisuch. Mashen came when you touch it with your hand, even if you're doing it for the purpose of Medida, for a Malacha, that's also called Nisuch, and that's how they brought a riot from the sugya of Agardamim. That's how they understood the sugya of Rabba there, that when the guy touched the wine to say, Hai laf chamrahu, Rabba wanted to say it was mutter, but then they brought from Agardamim that touched the wine in order to taste it, and there was Aser. So you see that touching with an ulterior motive is also Aser's the wine banon. And the Ran says, Enechanami, it's a riot to the Rif from this sugya. The way the Rishayna learned the sugya beherchuk means an isser ana, because he can't say legabe shtia, that part is mutter, part is aser. So it's a raya that Mother Day B'yad is aser b'ana. But the Rishayna don't hold that way. And the Rishayna say, like we're saying, they didn't have any tzad to say that part of it's mutter b'shtia, part not. How does it work? You could drink this wine and not that wine. All the wine mixes. By another, you could say that you could sell the wine chutz midmei yayin esek shavai. So the shayla is, how much yayin esek do you have in it? Just v'hadei barza. So you tell the guy you're selling the wine except for the amount of wine that's there, v'hadei barza. Or whatever's l'mala mea barza, whatever's above the barza, you have to exclude that from the price. You have to give him that part for free. So it doesn't matter that the wine mixes because you're selling the wine chutz from wherever the wine is. That's what you could say, legabe ano. But what's the pshat? It's asa b'ano. He put it there in order to save the wine. So why isn't that like the case of Mother Day B'yad? So the two terutzim in the Rishayim with an afkamina la'alacha. The Ravid that the Rosh brings down and the Rajman Taris Abayis, they say, because why did the guy go to save the wine? It's not his wine. The wine belongs to a yid. Why did the guy run and save the wine? It must be, you want to be menasech. By Mother Day, you're hiring the guy to measure the wine. So Mela, we have a reason why he's going there. He's going there, he's measuring. That's what he has to do. Mashenkin here, why did he jump, and be misava, rivloiloi, why did he jump to save the Yisrael's wine? So he says, that kum daish la'alach, if he was the only one there, there was no one else to save the wine, there would not have a kasha why he went to save the wine. He's the only one there. Then it's mutter. Because we say that he did it for saving. Mashenkin, there was Yisrael there who could have done it. and he went and he did a bedafka, that shows you he wants to be menasach. That's the Rajman the Ran starts. The Rajman the Ravid starts. So it comes out in Afkamina Lalacha. It's only when there's no Yisrael there. I mean, when there is Yisrael there, that's when it's Aser. Mashenga, when there's no Yisrael there, and we understand why he had to save it, so that's when it's Mutter. So the Rosh says, no. What's the Kasha? Kasha for Maisa, why did he go to save it? He wanted to be the hero. He wanted to get money for saving it, whatever it is. So he doesn't like the start. So the Rosh holds that the Chilik is because when you have a job which requires concentration, then you say that he's concentrating on the job and he's not going to be Menasech. Mashen Kane. Here, there's no concentration required, or at least Chazal, and you have to look at Chazal to see which job is which, but this is not considered a wine that a job that he's Torah, and the male will be Menasech. I think there's a Yesaitis like a Machlaikis between the Rashbam and the Ravid and the Rosh, how to understand Madadai, what's the Hedder of Madadai. According to the Rashbam and the Ravid, the Hedder of Madadai is because it's Nikr Shein Kavanosel Anasech. In other words, has nothing to do with how much concentration he has on the job. The question is, what was his motivation to touch it? If you have a very clear motivation why he touched it, and there was no, and he had to, in order to accomplish his goal, he had to touch it, and the mailer, that you say, he's not, that's not called Nisach. You're not Chayshish for Nisach with Chay Gavna. That's why Mother Day is Mutter, and that's why, when it says earlier, that the guy that came into the Chanus and said, Haylav Chamruhu, the question is, but why did he touch it? It's not muchach that he touched it in order to point to it, to point out the haylav chamra, because he didn't have to touch it for that. And the same thing with a gardamim that went and tasted the wine. Well, first of all, they say stam, when the wine's in your mouth, you're menasach. Either way, drinking it, you always want to be menasach. And also, he didn't have to taste it, he could have smelled it. So it all depends on whether he has another motivation. So here also they're saying, and the pshat is, why didn't he bother saving it altogether? Someone else could have saved it. So he didn't have to touch it in order for it to be saved, because someone else could have saved it. Mashenken, if he's the only one that could have saved it, so then we understand why he touched it. As long as we have a reason, and you need the touching it for that reason, that's the heter of Mother Day. Mashenken, the Rosh Hashanah is not telling you that. It's telling you that when a person's concentrating on a job, he's not menasech. So Mele Mother Day is concentrating, that's why he's not menasech. Mashenka, when he says, Haylav Chamru, he's not concentrating. So he's Menasech and grabbing the Esrig. He also had it sad to say that by grabbing the Esrig, after he already got the Esrig, he stops concentrating anymore. So Melech could be Menasech. That's what I had to hold his hand. So he shouldn't be Meshachshech. And here also the Rosh isn't bothered. He's not concentrating when he's just holding in the wine. They don't need concentration for that. And Mel, that's why he's not Menasech. So there's an Afkamina Lalacha. We Paschal like Yerushainim. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rishonim that the wine becomes Asa Bahana. And the Ramah says this Kula. That if there was no other Yisrael there to save it, then the wine does not become Asa Bahana. Because that's like Mada Debiyad. That's like the Ravid and the Rajba. That as long as it's not Murchuch, as long as he has another reason why he had to do it, Samel Yenacha Ishvanisuch. Hashegel Lefi the Rosh, and Huadin Lefi the Rif and the Rambam. That anyway, the Mechaber passes like this. Stam doesn't have the head to Mother Day beyond. So then, even if there's no Yisrael around, it would ask for the wine. Now, there's a Machlokes Rishonim exactly how we paskin. Rashi already gets involved. Rashi says that we do not paskin like Rav Papa. Why? Because Rav Yemer said that our Papa is a Machlokes Tanon. And Kumtai Shav Papa comes out like a Behuda. And Ivazai, Yachid V'Rab Malacha K'Rabim. So we pass him like the Rabbanan, and Mimel, the entire barrel is Aser. But Rashi Shita is, that Aser means Aser B'Shtiyah. So Rashi holds that we don't pass him like our Papa, we pass him like our Yemen, and the entire barrel is Aser B'Shtiyah. But according to Rashi, the entire barrel is Mutta Bahana. Now the Yishayinim are bothered with Rashi, Taisus, and the Yishayinim ask the Kasha, if a Meir wants to pass him like a Yachid, so, we always pass like that, Amir. A lot of times, Amiram say, halachic like a yachid. It happens all the time. How could you yourself just go and say, that since Rav Papa comes out like a yachid, we don't pass like Rav Papa. Rav Papa held like the yachid. So the Rishayim explain Rashi, the Ran explains it, Regishvak, that Rav Yaim is coming to argue on Rav Papa. Rav Papa himself held, he didn't pass like a yachid. Rav Papa himself held, it's not negeya. Yayin Nesach, the Hilchus Negi of Yayin Nesach, and the Hilchus Negi of Tful Yayin Machalak. By Tfilayim, we pass like the Rabbanan that attack asks the whole thing. And by Yayin Neslach, we don't. We only ask either Badli Barza according to the Lishna Kama and according to Lishna Basha, only what's the Malamea Barza. Even though in regard to Tfilayim, it asks the whole thing. Rav Yemer is Agnerfap. Rav Yemer says Ketanoi. And of course, we don't pass like Rabbi Huda. So Rav Yemer means to Agnerfap, and he means to ask the whole thing. That's what I learned up in Rashi. But l'chay aibazai, it's not muchach that we pass him like Rav Yemer over Rav Papa. Mechatesa, Rav Papa is being Mekel, Rav Yemer is being Machmet. Maybe you should pass him like Rav Papa. I think the Rambam holds the way, because the Rambam passes like Rav Papa. He passes like the Lishna Basra of Rav Papa. And the Rambam, in Periches, Hilchos Tumasech, and Lachavav, he passes like the Tanakama. Aye, the Gemara says that Rav Papa is Ketanoi, and Rav Papa only sins Rav Yehuda, so how could you pass him like both? So the Kesef Mishnah says, Rav Papa himself, well, not that way. Rav Papa held that it's not only the Machlokes Tanan. So the Rambam's also learning that there's a Machlokes Rav Papa and Rav Yemer. Rav Papa held that's not Tanan Machlokes Tanan, just the Rambam happens to passing like Rav Papa. So Rashi passes the whole thing as Asur, but Rashi holds as Asur B'Shtir. Rav Yehudah also doesn't pass him like Rav Papa. He has a different sugi later, which he holds the sugi later is Mavur, not like Rav Papa. And he would paskins that the whole thing is Asur B'Hanah. So we have, so we already have two shittas in the halacha. Rashi holds the whole thing's asur b'shtia. The Rabbeinu Tam holds the whole thing's asur b'hanah. The Rosh and the Rashba paskin that the whole thing is asur b'shtia, but legad b'hanah, they pass like the Lishna Basra Rav Papa, that only what's above the faucet is asur b'hanah, what's below the faucet is mutta b'hanah, but the whole thing's asur b'shtia. And the Rambam learns up the Rambam that what's above the faucet is mutter even b'shtia, and what's below the faucet is aser b'shtia. I mean, the other way, what's below the faucet is mutter even b'shtia. Everyone learns that way in the Rambam, and what's above the faucet, the Ran holds that it's mutter aser b'shtia, and the Beis Yosef holds that it's aser b'hanah. So there are four shittas, or really five shittas, in regard to the psak. Rashi holds the entire things aser b'shtia, Rabbeinu Tam holds the entire things aser b'hanah, the Rosh and the Rashman, the Raivan hold that the entire thing is asur b'shtia, but only the top part is asur b'hanah. And the Rambam holds that the bottom part's even mutter b'shtia, and the top part's a machlokes kesef mishnah and Ran if it's mutter b'shtia or b'hanah. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like Rav Yishenim, that the whole thing's asur b'shtia, and dafka the top part is asur b'hanah, not the bottom part, like the Lishna Basra of Papa, and if Papa's going on and on, and shtia, everything's asur. And the Ramah says the Kula, that it won't asur b'hanah if the guy is the only one there, and it's muchach that he had to touch it to save it, like the Svara of the Ravid and the Rashba. And now let's see the Gemara Vaita. The Gemara says, Amar HaPapa, Oivik HaChavim Adana, if the Oivik HaChavim is on the barrel, the Yisrael HaKuva, and the Yisrael is on the pitcher, Chamer Asur. In other words, if they're pouring from a barrel to a pitcher, and the guy is pouring from the barrel, the guy is holding the barrel, and the yid is holding the pitcher. So chamer aser, the wine is aser. My tam kikasi mikaycha v'cham kasi, because the wine is coming from the guy is pouring from the barrel into the pitcher. Yisrael adana, if the Yisrael is on the barrel, v'cham makuva, so the yid is pouring from the barrel into the pitcher that the guy is holding. So then chamer shari, then the wine is mutter, because even though the guy is holding the wine, but he's not touching the wine, he's touching the kli, and in such a case, there is no din esach, the mitzadit sedudi aser. And if he takes the pitcher and he moves it in the direction of the barrel, then it's aser. And the kamet perushim and the rishayim, what's pshat mitzadit sedudi is aser? What does it mean? Why is it aser? But first, in the etzim din, that the guy is pouring the wine into the pitcher, and that makes the wine usher. We really had a sugi earlier on Daf Nun Chesem Beis, where we said that the two Rabbanim, Rabbi Yechim and Arza and Rabbi Yisrael ben Aroi, were drinking, and they asked the guy to pour for them. They didn't realize it was a guy. And the Gemara says that when he poured the wine, if he didn't realize it was wine, it was mutter because kaychei shloi bekavana, they weren't geyser. And we said there are machlokes rishonim that Rashi holds that if he did realize it was wine, the Gemara is mavur that it's asur b'hanah. Rashi says because we're afraid that while he poured it, he touched it. It sounds like pouring the wine does not ask the bano. That was Rashi Shita. And Taisus there holds, no. Pouring the wine itself asks his bano. We discuss it's a machlokes rishonim if pouring wine makes an iser hanah. And the Ridva and the Ran point out that Rashi here is being says to himself, because there Rashi says that if the guy knew it was wine, the reason why it's us is because he touched the wine. But pouring the wine, even if he knows it's wine, would not make an iser hanah. And here Rashi says that avichav madan of Yisrael akuv v'chamer aser, Rashi says bahanah. So it seems to be a stira when a guy pours the wine, is it aser bahanah or not? Rashi says also an interesting thing. Rashi says the reason why it's aser bahanah is because it's kiyayin shem mazge avichav v'kaychehu v'esrana leim v'shem lech lech armel nazira. Rashi compares it to the case in that Gemara in Chesem Abayz of Meziga, which I mentioned there, that Rashi over there also calls it kaychai, and the Rishonim argue. The Rishonim say that has nothing to do with kaychai. The case of Meziga is not kaychai. The case of Meziga, the guy is pouring water into the wine, that's not kaychai b'chlal. That's a new din of Meziga, which most Rishonim held that was only asa b'shtia. Rashi also there says it's asa b'shtia. But Rashi there says it's kaychai. So kaychai asa b'shtia, according to Rashi. But it's shver, because Rashi here says it's asa b'anah. So the Ran says it's a Tay Sefer in Rashi here. The Rashi also says that there's a different Girsa in Rashi. They have to be Girsa here, Rashi also, that the Isser is an Isser Shtia. So it's a Shtim L'shitasa with the Rashi there. The Rashi holds that even Kaichai B'Kavana does not Aser Hana, Aser Shtia. And that's the same Isser as Meziga, that when a guy pours the water into wine and is mezigit, it's also an issue of kaychai, because that's also called kaychai l'shitas Rashi, and kaychai is an issue shtia, al tzachumra, of leich leich armel naziris, charshay l'karmel l'sikrav, that shitas Rashi. But kama rishaynim hold no, that pouring something into the wine is not kaychai, and that could only ask shtia, and also not all pouring into wine, like we said, the adafka meziga, preparing the wine by diluting it. But when a guy pours the wine, that's a different thing. That's kaychai b'kavana. That's an iser hanah for sure. Like we mentioned there, there's some rishonim very bothered. That's the way you're menasech. You're menasech by pouring wine out of a kli. How could you say that that's not an iser of nisach? So the two mahalchim, the Rosh says it's only nisach when the avodah zarah is there. Then you pour the wine out of the kli in front of the avodah zarah. All nisach, not in front of the zarah, has to be actual physical contact with the wine. At least according to the Shita, at least according to Rashi and Chesem Abayz, that it doesn't ask the Bahanah. And the Ramban's Malach is that you need the Gzeir B'nei Seyem to ask the Bahanah. You need that also. And when he doesn't actually touch the wine, there's no Gzeir B'nei Seyem, and that's why he doesn't ask it. We spoke about this earlier. But that's the first case where the guy pours the wine from the barrel into the pitcher of the Yid. Where there we have a Machalikas Rishayim, if that makes the wine Asa Bahanah or Asa B'shtia. Now, when the Yid pours it into the pitcher that the guy is holding, so then it's mutter. If it's sadded the tzedudi, then it's aser. So the Kamab shot them in the Rishayim. Rashi's first pshat he says is, because it's a full kuvah, it's a full pitcher, and we're afraid he might have touched it. That's why mitzadded tzedudi is aser. When he starts, when he just holds the pitcher, then it's mutter. But if he is actually actively participating in the filling up the barrel through pushing the pitcher towards the barrel, so then we're afraid he touched it if it's a full pitcher. And his other lashon is that it's also because you're being mekarkish the wine. You're shaking around the wine. And Taisus also brings this pshat. And l'chura, this is totally in the machlokes, which we're going to speak about soon in this year, the machlokes in the next Gemara, that Rav Papa said in that Gemara also that if the guy is holding a leather flask of wine, it's usher if it's not full because he's shaking it around and shaking it around blaim shukshuk. And Ravashi says that no, that it's ein derech nisuch b'kach. And there's a machlokes rishonim, we're going to speak out soon. Is it the pshat because it's covered? But otherwise shaking around a open bottle of wine is derech nisuch? Or no, even if it's open, nisuch is only when you either touch the wine, you pour the wine, you shake around the wine, you put a stick. But if you just hold the kli and shake the kli, that is not called Nisach Bechlal. So if you're learning that Rav Papa is answering when the guy is mitzadet to duty because it's vibes kirkush, it's like shichshuch, it only could be halacha lemaisa if you hold like the Rishenim that hold that shichshuch, even when you're holding the kli on a open kli, makes an isser hana. So these are two pshatim in Rashi. One is that when it's mitzadet to duty and the pitcher is full, then we're afraid the guy actually touched the wine. And the other pshat is, no, shaking around the pitcher itself is a negia. Now, the Rishonim bring the pshat of the Raivin that says a third pshat, that the pshat is that the barrel is actually touching the pitcher. So when he is moving the pitcher into a correct position to get the wine from the barrel, he's also assisting in the pouring of the barrel. It's not like the barrel is separate from the pitcher and the wine is coming in and he's just moving the pitcher to catch the wine. The barrel is actually lying on the pitcher, and by him moving the pitcher, he is helping out with the wine being poured from the barrel to the pitcher. So that's why it's usur. It's called kaychai. Now the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ridvan, they say that it can't be because the Gemara is mavur later that kaychai of a guy only asers when only the guy is pouring. When a guy and a Yisrael pour it together, that's not called kaychai. It has a shutfus of Yisrael, and the male doesn't aser. So how can you say that when the guy is mitzadet sedudi, when he positions the pitcher in a way that he's also assisting with the pouring of the barrel, that asers the wine because it blames kaychai of a guy, but he's doing it b'shutfus of the yid, because he is also helping out. He is holding the barrel. So that shouldn't be usur. So the Ran, besides at the end of the Ran, he says, could be the Rav that held the maskan of the Gemara there, is that it does usur it, even though the Gemara's mash was only l'chatchili, you shouldn't allow a guy to pour it together with the yid. But could be the Rav that held even with the evidence it's usur when the two do it. But he says another chilek, that when they're doing two different things, even though it's coming together from both of them, when they're both being meshatif in the same pool, that they're both pouring, they're lifting the barrel together and pouring, so then it's mutter. That's called the guy's not doing it, he's doing it together with the yid. But when the yid is pouring from the barrel, and the guy is helping with the pitcher, so they're doing two different acts, from the two acts together, the wine is going from the barrel to the pitcher, but since they're both helping with it with different acts, so that what the guy is doing doesn't have a shutfus of the yin, and mamela it's aser. So that's the Ravid's mahalach, that mitzadet it's duty means that he's pushing on the barrel, knows that the barrel is lying on the pitcher, and by moving the pitcher, that's gufa getting the barrel to do it, so that's why it's aser, because it blames kaychai, and the Rishonim argue on the Raivin and say that wouldn't be called kaycha because the yid is doing it together with the guy and together it's mutter, and the Ran is clearing, besides that maybe the Raivin holds together is also aser, but since it's two different pulas, that's not called together. But the Ran has a different pshat. The Ran says he holds a different pshat. Because he wants to know what's the pshat. The Gemara is mairich so much. The Gemara says like this, Avichav madana v'yisrael akuva chamra aser. My tama. Why is the chamra asur? Ki ka asi mikayecha v'chavim ka asi. Because the wine is coming mikayecha the guy. What's the arichas? It's pashit. If a guy pours wine, it's asur. What do you have to say? Ki ka asi mikayecha v'chavim ka asi. Like it's a chiddush. Then you would think it's not coming from the guy. Kamashmon, it is coming from the guy. Why would you think it's not coming from the guy? What's the chiddush at the first part? So he says it must be like this. It must be the pshat is that the barrel is very heavy. So in order to pick up the barrel, it has to be that he's using the pitcher as a place to lean the barrel on it in order to lift the barrel. He's putting the barrel on the pitcher and then lifting the barrel while it's lying on the pitcher, and he wouldn't be able to hold the barrel without that. So Kum Taisa Gemara would have a half a minute that that's mutter, because maybe that's called the yid's also helping. Because if the yid's not holding the pitcher, he wouldn't be able to get the barrel up. Kamash Malon, that since the yid's not physically doing anything, He's just the Maisa Eitz Shemesh. He's just holding on to the pitcher, but he's not actually doing any physical work. That's not cool. The Yisrael is helping. So he said, you see from there that if the Yisrael wouldn't be helping, even though the main work is being done by the guy, but if the Yisrael is just helping by helping out with the pitcher, that alone would make it mutter. So he wants to say, Bichirish Lefizah. We spoke out. The Rishonim say that if the guy and the yid do it together, it's mutter. So Taisus here says, we have a Taisus here that says, that let's say it's a zeh yachol v'zeh eina yachol. You have by Shabbos, shnayim shasu. The case that's really, a real shnayim shasu is when it's zeh yachol v'zeh yachol. When each one could do it alone, but they do it together. That's a real shnayim shasu. In that case, that's definitely mutter, according to the Rishonim, if they pour it together. Now, you have a case of zeh eina yachol v'zeh eina yachol. Neither could do it alone, they do it together. That's less of a shnayim shasu. And you have a case of zeh yachol v'zeh eina yachol. Like, let's say the yid can't do it alone, but the guy could do it alone. So Taisus here says, if the guy could do it alone and the yid can't do it alone, that's for sure not shnayim shasu, that would be aser. But the Rana of Taisus said, even zeh eina yachol v'zeh eina yachol, if you can't do it alone, even if he also can't do it alone, that's also not called shnayim shasu. That's also called that the guy is considered doing it. But the Ran says, the way he's learning the Gemara, that the Gemara had a havamina, that because you needed the yid to help out by holding the pitcher, that's the only way the guy was able to get the barrel up. There's a havamina that's mutter, kamashmulin, that since the yid is not physically helping, that meilitz aser, vaystay, ze'ena yachol, ze'ena yachol, would certainly be mutter. That's how he's learning the first case. So I have a zayfek around, so what's pshat in the second case? How could mitzad tzedune possibly be aser? Avada, there's a havamina that even when the guy is doing the barrel part, but since you need the yid to go along with him, it might be mutter. And it's only because the yid's not physically helping that it's aser. So here, when the yid's doing the barrel part, even if the guy is helping along, avada, that should be mutter. So Zak Diran, you know what the case of Mitzadet Tzedudi is? Because the guy is stopping the flow of the wine when he shifts the pitcher. Again, the barrel is very heavy. So the barrel is leaning on the pitcher. It's the only way the yid's able to get it up. And now the guy is pushing the pitcher up and down. So when he pushes the pitcher up, the wine stops. Now that he puts the pitcher down again, now he's doing the whole thing. The yid's not physically helping. The yid's holding the barrel, and he's being the mitzadet tzedudi. He's the one that's physically getting the wine from the barrel to the pitcher. So far, four mahalchim and mitzadet tzedudi. Rashi has one mahalach, it's only because the pitcher is full and we're afraid that he might touch it. Second mahalach, it's shichshuch, he's shaking it around. Third mahalach, the ravid, because the guy is assisting in getting the wine from the barrel to the pitcher. That's called Kaychei of the guy, and that the Rishonim don't like, because even if he's assisting, but he is also doing it. And the fourth malach of the Ran, that since the guy is being mitzadet tzedudi, he's stopping the barrel from flowing, and then by lowering the pitcher, he's getting the barrel to flow again on his own, and that's why it's aser. But one more ha'ara, the Beis Yosef in Siman Kufchav Dalin asked the steer in the Tur, because in Siman Kufchav Dalin, when the Tur goes through the sugya of shaking the wine, of when you're holding the wine in a kli, in an open kli, and you shake the wine, that according to the Rambam, that's also called shechshuch, and that would make the wine aser. And the Tur brings you Rishonim, the Rashba, that holds that no, that's not shechshuch at all. And he says the Rosh holds that way. So he says that the Rosh paskins that shaking the wine in an open kli is mutter. And the Beis Yosef says he doesn't see where he saw that in the Rosh. And he asks, if that's the Shita Sarosh, so how could the Rosh hold in this case? He brings down the Rivam, which the way the Beis Yosef learns seems to be saying that the reason why when Mitzadet Tzedudi it's us is because he's shaking the wine in the barrel. And that's how the Tur paskens in Siman Kuf Chaf Hei. In the sugya of when Avichav Mechamer V'Yisrael Akuva, or I mean, Avicham Madon of Yisrael Akuva, if I carried Yisrael Adon Avicham Akuva, and Mitzadet to do the Aser, the Torah says the Pshat, he brings the Rivam, which seems to be saying, because he's shaking the thing. So you see, also shaking the thing is Aser. So how could he say that the Rosh holds that shaking wine in a barrel is Mutter, when the Rosh holds, like the Rivam, that the reason why Mitzadet to do this Aser is because he's shaking it? That's the Beis Yosef's Kasha. So the Darkei Meisha says a Teretz. I don't fully understand this Teretz. So I don't know if this is what the Darkei Meisha means. But to me it seems that the Rivam is saying a different pshat. The Rivam says that it's Magal Yedavar Acher. He says, Taisus brings it, the Rush brings it a little bit more. Mali Negei Bekana, a Negei Beshuli Hakuva. And there's a din. Magal Yedavar Acher Bekavana, Asas Bahana. So I think he means like this, and I think this is the Chilik to answer the Torah. That when the wines, just like we said, if you hold Magal Yedavar Acher is Aser, and Lekuli Alma Magal Yedavar Acher Bekavana is Aser, if it's not that you're doing it for Medida. So how come when a guy picks up a Kli, why isn't that Magal Yedavar Acher? So we said over Amol the Rivash. The Rivash says that the only case of Magal Yedavar Acher is if you made that Davar Acher should come into contact with the wine. But if the Davar Acher was already in contact with the wine, and then you touch the Davar Acher that's already in contact with the wine, that's not Magal Davar Acher Bechlal. You touch a Kli which is holding wine, that's not Magal Davar Acher. Why? Because the wine was already in the Kli. So if there's a stick that's in wine, and you touch the stick, that's not Magal Davar Acher. That's like touching the Kli. Putting the stick in the wine, that's Magal Davar Acher. So the Rivam is saying, I think, that if the guy is merely holding the Kli, that's not called Magal Davar Acher. The guy is not making the Negil Davar Acher. He's just holding the Kli and the wine is coming to Elav. But if he lifts the Kli, lifts the pitcher into the stream of wine coming from the barrel, so that's Magal Davar Acher. He's pushing the Kli into the wine. He's not just letting the wine fall into the Kli. He's pushing the Kli into the wine. That's Magal Davar Acher. So when the wine's already in the Kli and you shake the Kli, that the Rosh holds is Mutter according to the Torah. But when the wine is coming into the Kli and you move the Kli upwards to catch the wine, that's Magal Davar Acher. That's how we understand the Rivam. So Mel, it's a fifth pshat. We have the first pshat of Rashi that it's a full pitcher and he's touching the wine itself. We have the second pshat of Rashi that he's shaking the pitcher with the wine in it, asses the wine. And that would be only like the shittas that shaking a kli with wine in it asses the wine in the kli. Then we have the Ravid and the Ran that he's helping getting the wine into the pitcher, or he's causing the wine coming from the barrel to the pitcher. I think the Rivam is saying a fifth pshat, that he's touching the wine on day the kli because he's moving the kli into the direction of the wine. That's called Magal Davar Acher. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, Amra Papa, hi Avicham the Dari Zika. The guy is holding a leather flask of wine. Because of Yisrael Achirei, and there's Yisrael going after him. And Rashi says to make sure he didn't actually touch the wine. Mal Yeshari, if the Zika is full of wine, then it's Mutter. Delay Mekarkish, because you can't shake it around. And therefore, there's no Nisach. You know, he didn't open it to touch it. And the shaking it is not called Nisa because it's full, so it doesn't shake. But Chasira Aser, if it's missing some, it's not completely full, then it's Aser. Dil Mekarkish, maybe he'll shake it. The shaking it, Gufa, could be a Nisach. A Kuva, it's not a leather flask that's sealed, it's a pitcher. So in Malya Aser, if it's a full pitcher, it's Aser. Dil Menaga, a full pitcher, you can't be sure that he didn't touch it, even if you're in back of him. But Chasira, if the pitcher is missing, then Shari, the Loi Naga, because he didn't touch it. Now, how come by a pitcher you don't say that he shakes it? So Rashi says, because an open pitcher, he's not going to shake it because it might spill. So therefore, he's not going to shake it. So any shaking that goes on is called Shalei B'Kavana, and Kaichai Shalei B'Kavana doesn't answer. But Rashi says, Zika Be'mal Yibin Chaseir Shari. Even if the leather pitcher is and missing, it's also mutter. My tama ain't derech nisa b'kach. That's not the way you menasech. So like we mentioned already, it's a machlokes yishayim. The Rambam paskins, that's only because the pitcher is sealed. The Ramban says, because he's not going to be menastach something he doesn't see. But if it's an open keli, the Rambam's mefurish and he shakes it. If he shakes an open keli, when he's holding the kuva, like we're saying, he won't shake it because it might spill. But if he picks up an open keli and shakes it, the Rambam says that that's called nisach. And the Ramanos holds away. But the Rajma and the Rosh, the way the Torah says, no, there's no such thing as nisach by shaking a keli. Nisach has to mean that you touch the wine either with your hand or you touch it with something else. But if you just pick up the keli and shake it, that's not called nisach b'chlal. And it's a machlekes apaiskim halacha l'maisa. The Mechaber paskins that if it's an open bottle of wine, an open kli of wine, a pitcher, a bottle, barrel, whatever it is, and a guy shakes it, it asses it, like the Rambam. The Ramah makes a chilik between if he's magbia it and shakes it, that he holds his aser, but if he just shakes it without being magbia it, it's mutter. I'm not exactly sure what it means to be magbia it. The Taz is also mefalpel in it. He says it doesn't have to, in all cases, we paskin like the paskin. It's the Rabbana, and we could be making like the Peskin that hold that shaking it is not Nisuch. And Gepshutai B'makam Seyd Al Kapanim, the Peskin Paskim in all cases, even by Higbiya V'shech Sheikh, it's Mutter even B'shtia. I want to point out one thing, which I think a lot of people make a mistake about. This whole Shaila, if a guy takes a bottle of wine without touching the wine, just touching the bottle and shakes it, would that make it Nesach? Is Dafka by an open bottle? By a closed bottle, that's the Gemara that says it's mutter. The Gemara says that by a Zika, even chasei rishar, because ain't derech nisuch b'kach. So a closed bottle is definitely mutter. Novas then, the only shaila you might have with a closed bottle is the Ran. Because the Ran brings in the Ramban that the reason why ain't derech nisuch b'kach is because he can't see it. It's mashma, the Ran says he's mesupik then by a glass bottle if you'll have this time. So, Oibazai, according to that side of the Ran, that any time he could see it, it's Aser, the whole reason why a closed bottle, it's Ein Derech Nisuch, because he can't see it, so then, it could be even a glass bottle, even if it's closed, there is a side that it's Aser. But Pashas, we don't paskin that way, because the Paiskim only bring down the Lashon of the Rambam, Makli Pesuach Shel Yayin. They don't bring down the Suffolk of this Taz, that by Schuchis, even a kli sasim would be aser. So the stimus of paiskim is mashma that as long as the bottle is closed, even if it's glass, it's mutter. Zayis va'oin, if you're going to be chayshish for that sad, that by a glass bottle, even if it's closed, it's aser like that sad in the Ran, then it wouldn't help being sealed. You'd have to say l'chayr l'fi the Ran that the whole din of chaysamis that we're learning, that when you have yayin, you make a chaysam b'say chaysam, and that's matarid, is dafka if the bottle is not glass. But if the bottle is glass, so the chaysam doesn't make that it shouldn't be menasech. There's no makar for that b'chlal. The whole job of the chaysam is to make sure the guy didn't open the bottle. So you could say that the derech and the gemara and the paiskim, the things they didn't keep the wine in glass bottles so much, they kept it in earthenware bottles and wooden barrels. So as long as it was a chaysim, there was no way for the guy to be menasech it. Unless you say that the full bottles, I don't know if they're considered completely full, unless you say that the bottle, the way it comes, full of wine, with the chaysim in it, there's not enough room for it to be mekashkeshit, like Rav Papa himself made that chilek between the Zika Mali and the Zika Chaseira. But Kevshutai, where everyone is naig, pretty much, that they allow a guy to handle a sealed bottle of wine, a bottle of wine with the chaysim, Eibazai, the halacha would apply just as much to a closed bottle of wine. And the mekar to be mekel is because be'emesin, Pemakim Hafsid, we could be saimach on the Rishayna that hold that even by an open bottle of wine, there's no din of shikshach b'chlal. And even like the Shittas, the Rambam, the Ramban that holds that an open bottle of wine, when the guy shakes it, it's aser. The Ran has a suffix if that applies to a glass bottle or not. So, but see if the Paiskim Mechalden all of Shekshach and Befrat, that the Paiskim don't bring down the chilah between glass and not, and the stomach after your machme for it. So that's halacha l'maisa, that as long as there's a bottle cap on the bottle of wine that's closed, there's no problem if the guy moves the wine. And if there is a problem, then who would then, if it has a chaisim, to say chaisim on the top of the bottle will be the same problem. And now let's see the Gemara Vaita. The Gemara says, Matsarta Zaira. If you have a press that goes with a kayra, that goes with a big beam, a big piece of wood that crushes the grapes, instead of crushing it directly by the feet, like they used to do, step on the grapes, you have a press which goes with a beam. So the question is, could the guy press the grapes with the kayra? Rav Papa Shari, Rav Papa says it's mutter, Rav Papi, Rav Ashi, Vitema, Rav Sim, Barashi, Asar. They hold that it's Asar. So the Gemara has two lashonos, what the machlokes is. The first lashon says, b'kaychei kulam le'pligi da asar. If he directly takes the kaira and smashes the grapes, that everyone holds as asar. That's kaychei. And the Ran and the Torah Sabayis speak out, even though when he's crushing the grapes, it's not yet wine. And when it becomes wine, it's not yet, it doesn't have kaychei anymore. He's gone. But since vinishvi, that's the chiddush of the Gemara, since vinishvi, the wine comes out, and the wine is still moving because of his kayach in the kaira, so that's considered kayach, and that's asir. Keep lingi b'kayach kayach. He's not directly pressing on the kaira. He's moving a wheel. It's a pulley system. And he's moving the wheel, and the pulley system, the wheel, that's crushing on the kaira. So there's the machlekes, is that called kayach or not? Igadami, the other lashon is b'kayach kayach kulam al-pigi d'shari. That everyone agrees, by kayach kayach, that it's mutter. Keep blingi b'kaychei, the machlekes is b'kaychei. And could be, according to the Ran and the Rashba, they're not arguing stamazai b'kaychei, because the Gemara before was mavur, that b'kaychei, al-kapana b'kaychei b'kavana, that was certainly asr. Shaila is here because at the time that he applied the kayach, it wasn't yet wine, and by the time the wine moved, there was no longer the kayach there, maybe that's why it's mutter. But it's a machlekes b'kaychei kaychei. And then the Gemara Firzais have a uvda b'kayach kaychei. There was an incident of kayach kaychei. V'asr Rabbi Yaakov v'narach b'kayin. Rabbi Yaakov v'narach b'kayin said it's asr. So Kamer Yishayinim bring Rabbeinu Chananel's psak. Taisus brings it. The Rosh brings it. The Rash with the Ran. Rabbeinu Chananel's psak is even though normally by the Rabbanim Zigol Kulam. We have two Lashayinis. Other Rabbi, the second Lashin, which very often the Paisuk can pass like the second Lashin, says b'kayach kaychei kulam l'pligi d'shari. But since we have a Meister Rav, Rabbi Yaakov ben Arpa Kay, that blames the Psak Halacha, and Kayach Kayachai is Asr. And that's the Psak of Rav Rishainim, and the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch. But what the Rishainim discuss is, what if there's more than Kayach Kayachai? In other words, if you have a pulley system which directly leads a Kayra down onto the grapes, that's Kayach Kayachai. Now what about if there's a board? The pulley system pushes the kaira onto a board which presses onto the grapes. So what about, it's not directly a galgal, it's a makel. I'm not exactly sure how it went, but there was more than two kaychais. So Taisus brings down the Rashbam. There are two things. First of all, that maybe it could be saimach on the Lishna Achrina. Mordechai says this, that stam, but the evid, b'makam hefsid, l'chadchila, the guy shouldn't be the one pressing the grapes even by kaych kaychai. But b'di'evin, b'makam hefsid, you could be seimich on the Lishna Masra to be matir b'di'evin by kayach kaychai. But the second thing is, and this is a machalikis v'sheinim, that maybe kayach kaychai is asr, but if there's many kayaches, it's three kayaches, it's four kayaches, that would be mutter. The v'sheinim bring the svar from the Rishbam, and they say that Rashi was mesupik. The Rashba very clearly says that no, there's no chilik between two kayaches and ten kayaches. The question is direct kayach and indirect kayach. Whatever is called indirect kayach, whether it's two or three or four, that's exactly the same thing as kayach kayachai. Now there's another shaila, I mean we had before, like we discussed at length, if kayachai is asabano b'shtia, and l'chayah, if kayachai, when a guy pours out wine, is only asar b'shtia, so avanda, when a guy crushes the grapes, that type of kaychei also l'chayah would only be asr b'shtia. But the Rosh is mashman that even if kaychei would asr b'hana, but kayach kaychei, even though it says it's asr, would also would only be asr b'shtia. That's what the Rosh says. The other paiskim, and I mashman that way, even the tur, he says that kayach kaychei is kaychei dami. It's mashman be asr b'hana. Now it's also unclear what the Rif and the Rambam paskim, because they leave out this in sugi entirely. they do not discuss this whole sugya mitzayit design. It's very schwer. The Beis Yosef suggests that they held that kayach kayach is mutter, like the Lishna Basra. And why did they bring it to teach you kayachai? Because they already said kayachai is aser. So well, they didn't have to bring this. This goes into the regular din that kayachai is aser, which is still a little bit shvel. Like the Rishonim say, there is a chiddush mitzad desire over kayachai, because at the time that he's applying the kayachai, it wasn't yet wine. And even though afterwards the wine is moving because of his original kayach, but at that time there's no kayach. So they should have brought the sugya one way or the other. But the Beis Yosef clears to say that they didn't bring the sugya because now kayach kayach is mutter, and they already said that kayach is aser. So the two reasons to be makel b'di'evad by the types of presses that they had in the times of the Rishonim, one is that could be kayach kayach is mutter, not like the Rach that paskins kayach kayach is aser. And also, it could be that since there's more than two kayachas, that alone is a heter. That's how the Rosh says from in the Tshuvas HaRosh that the Torah brings down B'Shem Rabbeisav, and that's the Psaka of Shulchan Aruch that B'di'evan al kapanim by more than two kayachas, it's mutter. Yes, now right in the Gemara, Hahu Chavita, there was a barrel, the Ifkel Urke, it split lengthwise. So Yehu Vekacham, a guy jumped, Chavka, he hugged it. He grabbed the chavis and was like hugging the chavis in order that the wine shouldn't come out until they got another barrel. So Shai Rafam Bar Papa Vitamer Avhunabre Dev Shul is Zvuni Levikacham. It's Mutta Bahana. It's also Bishtiya, but it's Mutta Bahana. It's considered a Nagia because the fact that he's holding it's like a Nagia Lidavaracha, because he's holding the barrel, he's crushing the barrel together in order to hold in the wine. That's like an Egil Devaracher. The Hani Vili Depakal Urka, that's only if it's split lengthwise. Avalapus, if it's split widthwise, Afila Vishniya Shari, Naitama Maisa Levena Kavit. There, he's not considered like he's holding the wine. He's just touching the barrel. A guy touches the barrel, that's Zicha not called an Egil Bechwal. And he's holding the barrel together, but it's like the barrel's holding the wine. He's just making sure that the barrel stays put. That's when it's widthwise. Because there, basically, the wine could stay in on its own. The barrel could hold together. You just need someone to make sure that the wine doesn't drip out. That's mutter. Mashek and la'arka, the whole thing is going to fall out, and he's hugging the barrel in order to hold the wine. That's already called a negia. So just one ara. Why is it only asa b'shtiyah by la'arka? Why isn't it asa b'hana? If it's called a negia, it's called a magalei davar acher b'kavana, why is it an asa b'hana? And how is it different than what we discussed in the beginning of the shiur, the case where the guy put his hand to stop the leak of the barrel, where there we said that many rishayim asa b'hana. So Rashi over there also only asks b'shtiyah, and here also he only asks b'shtiyah for the same reason. Rashi is going completely lishitase. Rashi holds that negia does not asa b'hana unless it's shich sheikh. So in both cases, you don't have shikshech. Here, you didn't touch the wine to be shikshech. It's called a negia, but you didn't agitate the wine at all. Okay, you're just holding the wine with the barrel. He says, if you put a kana in the wine and you move around the kana, so that's shikshech ha'idei davracher. Here, there's no shikshech b'chlal. So Rashi is very good. In both cases, it's not asa b'hana. And for the same reason, because it's not shikshech. Now, over there, the Ravid said the reason why it's not us, the reason why it is asa b'hana there, because we had another reason why it shouldn't be asa b'hana, because it blames Mother Day b'kana, because the negiah was done for express purpose of helping, of doing something. It wasn't a negiah for no reason, it was a negiah for a reason, it was a negiah not letzarech nisach. So the Ravid, we spoke in the beginning of the Shia, explained over there the reason why it's asa b'hana there, why doesn't it blame like Mother Day b'kana? Because it's talking about other Yisraelim were there. So why did the guy do it? He should have let the other Yisraelim do it. So the Rashba, the way the Shach and the Taz understood the Rashba, they say that in this case, there were no other Yisraelim there. That's a pshat. There were no other Yisraelim there. So there's really no chilek between that Gemara where he put his hand to stop the wine from coming out of the hole, or here where he grabbed onto the bottle and hugged the marrow in order to stop the wine from falling out of the crack, in order to stop the barrel from falling apart and all the wine spilling. In both cases, it's like Mother Day B'kana, but in both cases, that's how the Shach and Taz learn, if you needed the guy to save the wine, otherwise the wine would have been spoiled, So then, that's like Mana de Bekana, that shows he's not doing it because of his nisach. Mashen Kane, if you didn't need him, because he had the Eden to do it, and he bedafka went and did it, then you have to be chayshish for nisach. The Levush says a little differently, and the Panim Meiris, the Chayla Gimel, Simon Tezvav, explains the Levush, the Pesach Tshuva brings it, and the pshat is, here, you needed a little more umnis than there. There, anyone could put the hand on a hole. So Memela, as if there were Yisraelim around, there's no reason for the guy to do it. It's not his wine. Let the Yid do it. Elamai, he wanted to be Menasech. Mashenkin here, when the wine is splitting L'arkai, it's a talent to be able to hug the barrel of wine in a way that the wine won't come out. It's a special umnis. So the guy understood that he only has the umnis. Yisrael doesn't have the umnis. If he doesn't go right away and quickly hug the barrel, that's it. The wine's gone. So even if there's a Yisrael around, but he doesn't think that the Yisrael will be able to do it. The Lomdus is the same. They're just arguing about this Nakuda. The Vush mentioned that in this case, even if there's a Yisrael around, it's Mutter. And the Shach and the Taz say, well, why is he saying that? L'charitz Mamrish, the same thing. If there's a Yisrael around, so let the Yisrael do it. So the Panamiris is explaining, the Tifkait of the Rashba. The Rashba doesn't mean there was no Yisrael around. The Rashba meant that in this particular case that it split La'arkai, even if there is a Yisrael around, he might not be able to do it. Only the guy could do it, and the male is the same din. Now, the Rush holds that you don't say this Svar that just because the Yisrael is around, so that proves that he's doing it v'nisach. No, maybe he wanted to do it. He wanted to get paid. He wanted them to like him. So the Rush, because of that, explained in the Gemara before Baruch Pah, but when he put his hand to stop the leak, that the pshat was, there's not enough tirinda there to go and stop his nisach. That's how the Rush explained, like we said earlier in the shir. So I didn't see this anywhere, but I think according to the Rush, you have to say that putting your hand to stop the leak is not enough tirda, and hugging it is enough tirda. The Ein L'dam Azulazu, the Rush says. So the pshat is, whenever the Gemara says, when a guy does a certain malacha, and it's still asabana, the pshat is, al-karchach, the malacha doesn't have enough tirda to stop from the nisach. Because according to the Rush, like we explained earlier, it's not a shayla they're trying to figure out his motive. When he's busy with his job, he's not menasech. When he's not busy, he is menasech. So you have to say, putting your hand to stop a leak is not a job which makes you busy, and therefore he's menasech. Hugging the barrel in this way is a job. He is busy with his job, so mela, he's not menasech. But according to the Rif, I think I don't understand, according to the Rif, that you don't need shechshuch. It's asabana even without shechshuch. And also, he passes his mother to be at his asabana, even when you're doing a malach, it's asabana. So what would be the svara that here, where he's hugging the barrel, he's not going to asabana? Maybe it's because he's not touching the wine directly. Like you find my mother day bekana. By mother day bekana, that the Rif does bring down, because the Mishnah here says, mother day bekana, only asas b'shti and not b'ana. So you see, when you do malacha and you don't touch the wine directly, it's only asa b'shti and not b'ana. So that could be, according to the Rif, that the chilek is that in that Gemara, when he put his hand to stop the leaks, he touched the wine directly. So that's why, in that case, it's asa b'ana. Mashen came here, he only touched the wine on yidei the barrel, he touched the davar acher, and he's being Isaac b'malacha, so that could be like mother day b'kane, which would asa b'shti and not b'ana. That l'chayr is a pshat according to the Rif. So come days, I see four pshatim why it shouldn't be asa b'ana here, why it's only asa b'shti. Rashi says because there's no shikshuch. The Ravid says because he's being Isaac b'malacha, and in this case, hacha b'mayaskina, that without him it wouldn't be saved. So the pshat is, it's not like the case of Rav Papa where there, why didn't he let the Yisrael do it? In this case, he's the only one that could do it. And the Mela, that's why it's only asa b'shtia and mutta b'ana, because he's being Isaac malacha. According to the Rosh, it's because he's being Isaac malacha, but there's a tirda here. In the case of putting the hand to stop the leak, there's not enough tirda to stop the menasach. Here there's more tirda, that's why he's not menasach. And according to the Rif, because when you're being Isaac b'malacha, if you're touching the wine directly, the Rif Paskin's Mother Day Beyond is also b'ana, but if you're not touching the wine directly, like Mother Day Bekana, it's also b'shti and mutter b'ana, and here he's not touching the wine directly.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.